Welcome to Flight 314 on PLC Airways. This is your host, Sandy, speaking. On this week's P-Log Passport, we're traveling to the country known for its advanced technology, ramen, anime, and Mount Fuji. It's Japan. So get your passports ready, fasten your seatbelt, plug in your headphones, and let's go!
Hello, we're glad you all decided to return to Flight 314 on PLC Airways. As I mentioned in the introduction, we're traveling to Japan. So for this P-Log, I had you girls pick a few things you would do if you were visiting Japan. Who would like to start us off?
Nancy looks like she wants to start.
Sure. Thank you for giving me the honors of going first. It's my pleasure. Okay, so one thing that when it comes to traveling, one thing that I've always like try to do is eat as much street food as I can. Mm-hmm. Because let's be honest, where we live, there ain't none of that. Mm-hmm. Or at least if there is, then like the quality is not there. So then like street food is like my number one. Although like you have to be careful sometimes because you're gonna get stomach aches. But I personally think it's worth getting them. I'm not crazy, but I love claw machines. So then like arcades in Japan, like,
oh my god, yeah. Yeah.
Like you go to Walmart here and there's like what, three machines.
It's yeah.
Like, no. I want to get the stuff in like what Japan offers. Like mm-hmm. even when we're in Chicago, Matsuwaya.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. Woo! Like that was like a dream come true. I mean, although we're not in Japan, it's something. I really want to go to the Arishiyama Bamboo Forest. Like, mainly because I want to take a picture of it. Not to put like on Instagram or anything, but like, I just think that bamboo is such a huge thing in this country, but also like in Asia too. Like, there's so many things you can make from bamboo. But like, to have a forest that is like preserved for that, like, that's pretty cool. I really want to go to the Wander Fushimi Inari, any of like the palaces, especially like the imperial ones in Tokyo. Of course, cherry blossoms, although like allergies are going off like crazy. My mom always liked going to flower gardens, but then I really want to go to the national garden there. The people watching, okay, like the Shibuya crossing, the crazy crossing place that I don't know how they do it, but they do it. The diagonal crossing that they do, I think that'll be so cool. I thought you were crushing me. But like during my time in Japan, I never been in Japan.
I was gonna say, when did you go to Japan and you didn't tell me?
I feel over it. Okay, when did you go? During my time in Hawaii, they actually have these diagonal crossings.
Oh.
But of course, it's not as big or as grand or as cool as the one in Japan. I really want to go to the 12 original castles, like the Himeji. I'm sorry, I'm butchering all these, but like the Himeji Castle. I'm not the biggest, I would say like I'm the most hardcore Studio Ghibli fan, but I think it'll be so cool to visit the studio or to visit sets or to visit anything that is part of this, just because it's cool. I'm not hardcore, but I think just the work is really awesome.
And I think they just opened up like an amusement park or something.
Yep, I heard something like that. And lastly, like, this is a must. Seeing, like, because it's so different when they perform in their own country. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to see a One Ok Rock concert in Japan. Like, I've seen it in the U.S., but I think it hits different when they're in the old country. Like, I've seen footages or clips on YouTube, and, like, they're performing at, like, big domes.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, seeing the seat, like, I'm just so blown. Like, I've been to stadium concerts, but then, like, not overseas. So I think this will be a very fun, unforgettable experience. Mm-hmm. So
Well, Nancy listed a lot, but a lot of the ones that she listed, I think I would go to. A notable one is Shibuya Crossing. I just feel like it's like a like an iconic Japanese like landmark location, because like it's just the amount of people that crosses, and then like it's just a must visit. I feel like it's probably kind of boring and when you actually go there, but for you to actually see it happening, I guess it's a different experience.
Mm-hmm. I think to also experience too.
Yeah.
Like not four things.
You're literally just walking across the street though.
But then like that much people at the same time, like you can tell people that you've been and done it. Check my bucket list.
Okay, so for clout, I guess. For clout, I'd go to Shibuya Crossing. And then, but a few that she also mentioned is the Gates of Fushinari, the red gates that you've probably seen all over social media. That definitely is a place I want to go to take photos
for the gram.
Another thing I do want to do too is like I always see it, and I guess it's for clout again too, is to go go-karting in the streets of Tokyo. I just think it'd be so much fun like dressing up as Mario go-kart characters and then like going around doing that stuff, because it's like you probably can't do that here in the US, you know. Another thing I do want to do is like trying out the different foods. Like I like seafood, and I do like Japanese food too, because it's a little bit I don't know how to say it, but it's not cleaner, but it's a little bit more fresh in my mind. It's the seasonings isn't as heavy either, which I appreciate. But I would love to go eat like what grade A5, whatever it is, wagyu beef. Like I like meat or like protein, but like it would be so like, imagine going to Japan and eating it straight. Like, basically, you're eating it off straight from a cow, you know? Like, it doesn't have to be shipped from Japan all the way to the US. It's like
preservatives.
No.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, it's here. Like, eat. Like, I just think that, like, that experience would be so much fun. A few things that Nancy didn't mention that I would love to try to do one day is go to Osen. Which is, like, the outdoor spas for, like, hot.
Mm-hmm.
Hot springs?
Hot springs. Yes, hot springs. I just think that'd be so much fun, and it's very like a very Japanese thing to do. Other things is gachapon, which is like it's not claws, but it's literally you put money in and you spin the thing and then you get like, it's like those vending machine thingies.
Oh, the quarter thingies. Ones?
Yeah, and then you get stuff like I kid you not, sometimes I just sit and watch YouTube videos of people going to gachapon
places.
Yeah,
like five ponies of the same one.
Yes, exactly. So I just think it would be so much fun. There's definitely specific gachapon stuff I want to do or get. But I just think that'd be a lot of fun. The last thing that I would love to do, two more things, is the Teen Lab Borderless Museum. It's the one where they have like a lot of mirrors.
Oh, okay.
And then you've probably seen it. But it's a museum, and then it's very an experimental type of museum. Kind of, I feel like this is what inspired a lot of the like immersive experiences that is going around. I don't know if that's original or if it's been inspired by other places, other things, but it's definitely a place I would like to go. And then the last one is an actual legit tea ceremony. I prefer tea over coffee any day, so it'd be really fun to actually experience like a tea ceremony over there.
Yeah, I know. I want to do a tea ceremony as well. For my list, I have Universal Studios Japan.
Oh my gosh, yeah. I didn't think of that.
Yeah, I just want to go to Universal Studios in Japan. I have the bullet train on here. Mm-hmm.
Do you actually feel it or no?
I'm not sure. Like, I would have to look into it. I'm assuming you won't feel it as much. I would get some motion sickness if I felt it, but still want to experience it. And then eating from like the vending machines.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like specifically ramen, but I heard it's pretty good. I love like nature. I love being in the outdoors. So like even looking at cherry blossoms or like Mount Fuji, just anything like that. And then what Nancy said, like definitely seeing all the artists I like live in Japan would just be an amazing experience. Definitely One OK Rock. So yeah. So on to my favorite part of our P-Log series. I love when we talk about artists from other countries, and I feel like in the last few episodes we've been able to discover new artists, especially from Japan. And I know we've mentioned like Masaki Suda, Fujikaze. So like, are there any artists you girls been listening to from Japan?
My passport is almost filled, you guys.
Yeah. Anybody want to start us off?
So I guess I've mentioned these groups before. I'm pretty sure I did. So I haven't been like branching out too much, but I've mentioned like Burnout Syndromes, mm-hmm. Radwimps, and then Yukika, which is, she performs more in like Korea, I feel like, but she is Japanese, I believe. So she does like city pop, which is like definitely, it feels a bit, I don't want to say dated, but the sound feels a bit more retro, city pop. But then I'm pretty sure everybody knows this artist now because we all kind of shared this artist. And then there's this one song everybody loves, but yes. It's Fujikaze. So glad that we mentioned him in our solo artists of Asia, because he definitely has been a someone who pops up on my playlist mm-hmm. a lot, or like a repeated artist that pops up on my playlist. It's not just his, how do you say that one song?
Shinonoga Iwa.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that one. Yes! I got it right. Woo! But it definitely, like, that song is definitely very good, but Damn is also very good. He's definitely a rising Asian artist to look out for, I feel like, even though he hasn't been on the singing for a while, but he has been making music. So Fujikaze is definitely a rising Japanese artist, but even a rising Asian artist to look out for. Mm-hmm.
So Sugar posted a photo that looks like Fujikaze. Yeah. And people are like, ooh, collaboration.
Honestly, that would be like such an amazing collaboration though. See, for me, I feel like I haven't really listened to much except for some of the artists I've already mentioned in previous episodes. I have been listening to Fakey a lot. They are a girl group, and I feel like they're very similar to Blackpink. I don't think they're that similar, but similar enough. And then, of course, Higuran. I love Higuran, and I've been listening to them more often because I'm watching a Japanese drama, and they have an original soundtrack on that drama. Mm. So that's why I've been listening to them a lot. I've mentioned Chanmina before. She is quite similar to, I'd say she's like a CL in Japan, or similar to CL in Japan. And then I have Ballistic Boys from Exile Tribes. Honestly, any of the like subgroups from Exile Tribes are phenomenal. But my favorite is Ballistic Boys, and then sometimes I'll listen to Rampage, which is more of a vocal-based group. But yeah, those are like the Japanese artists I've been listening to a lot lately.
So I got confession. I actually don't listen to Japanese songs or artists a lot. only listen to like, I think for me, I like songs. I like Japanese songs. Like, I wouldn't listen to, like, artists or anything. Mm. Just because I think I enjoy Thai and Korean music more. But then the group that, like, I've been into lately is, like, One OK Rock. Mm. I think it's just, I was talking to my sister about it. I'm like, I think I like J-Rock more than, like, J-Pop or anything like that. Just because I think they're so different. But then, again, like, I do listen to Fujikaze. Mm. I listen to Nikki from N-Hyphen and Momo from Twice.
Oh my god! Just girl.
Kidding. Just kidding. I would say that I listen to more so like OSTs, like anime opening songs or OSTs, which I enjoy them a lot because I think they're so different from like your Japanese song releases, just because it's for like an anime or something like that. Again, I'm not the biggest Japanese music listener, but I do really enjoy those kind of music. What was that running Japanese anime?
Oh, Run with the Wind.
Run with the Wind, like that OST song. Yeah, is really good. Reset. Like that. So, Reset by Taichi Mukai. Yes. Yes. And, like, honestly, I only discovered these songs because my little brother loves anime. And so then, like, I'm like, hey, just, little brother, what's that song? And he'll tell me. And then, like, if there's anything I need to discover, like, he's the one that I go to. So, but if there are artists that you all think that I should check out, like, feel free to let us know, because I am willing to explore more Japanese artists. If they're J-rock, not so hardcore, but like 1OK rock level, I can do it. So. Did we mention that we went to the concert at all?
No, we didn't. But yeah, we
yeah,
we did.
It was so good. Like 1OK rock is so good live.
Yeah, they're really good.
They're just amazing.
I think I'm just so amazed by Taka's voice.
Yes.
I wish that they sang more Japanese songs though.
Yeah.
Just because like there are moments where he did, I'm like, ooh, that sounds really good. Mm-hmm. And then they switch back to English and I'm like, oh.
Yeah. But like my absolute favorite performance was like Neon Lights. Like it just was so
That was a good performance.
Blinded by the Lights.
So good. Honestly, if you get the chance to see 1OK Rock, if they are in your city, like definitely go see them. Don't want to miss out on them. They're just incredible performers. Yeah. They sound exactly like they do in their studio version. So like if 1OK Rock's in your area, go see them live.
They're coming back to the US in February of 2023. They're coming back to where we were. It's at a bigger venue.
It's too cold, girl.
I'll go for Taka again.
Honestly, if it wasn't so cold, I might go. I don't know. We'll see if I feel like it when the time comes. And with that, we have officially landed in Japan. Sadly, this was the last P-Log Passport for season 3 of PLC. We hope you all enjoyed this series. And in regards to this P-Log, if we didn't mention a Japanese artist you like, then head on over to our Instagram at playlist.club. As always, thank you all for joining us here at the Playlist Club. Bye. Bye. Head on over to our Instagram at playlist.club. As always, thank you all for joining us here at the Playlist Club. Bye. Bye.